soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on October 6, 2015. One of the most important things about our relationship with the Lord is to have discernment and perception, to see the truth, to be able to see beyond facade or fronts or an image or what someone projects. And what Jesus chided and actually said, woe unto the hypocrites, because a hypocrite is an actor, a stage player that projects an image, but an altogether different reality is within their heart. And we have to have discernment and perception because they're skilled, and we're called to warning because our alliances, people that we have partnership and fellowship with, is very important, because we can be affected if we're with people of a lying spirit, of a false motivation, that love the world. Today's message is called the anti-ministries. The anti-ministries. Let's talk about what this word means, because it's right in the Bible. It's typically used in many different ways, but it means, for example, the Antichrist, or someone that is over, against, or opposite to, or before. We're talking the word anti, what it means in the Greek. Instead of, in place of something. You see? So an Antichrist isn't always necessarily someone that's against, like Christ, against Christ, but it's an opposing, it's an opposite, or even a replacement. And we talk many times about what Paul has warned, and Peter, and Jude, and the apostles, and the prophets of the Lord, and the same things that happened in Israel and Judah. These things were written for our admonition and learning, that when princes or rulers over the people become overlords, is the word 1 Peter 5, verse 3, kata kurios. We don't do that in the kingdom of God. Now, religion has. And the Pharisaical religious system that killed Jesus, and Jesus said that they had killed all the prophets, and then build their mausoleum later. They are the children of the people that murdered the prophets. They oppose the Spirit of God. They despise truth. They hate it. That's why they killed Jesus. So we need to have discernment. We've got to have perception, because they can appear in a certain way. They can do good works, apparently. They can speak properly. They can quote Moses. They can quote Jesus, the apostles, quote scripture. And unless you have true discernment, but there is a way through the Lord that you can know the truth. And that's what we need to have. Romans 16:18 says, "For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple." I'm going to read the verse before that, Romans 16:17. "Now I beseech you, brethren," Paul's saying, "mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you've learned, and avoid them." Notice Paul does not say, be laissez-faire, get along with everybody, just someone has this gospel, they have this motivation, they're in the world, they're in this sin, let's just all get along. We're all like the religious people do with the Pope, with different religions. They're all a bunch of religions, idolaters. But Paul said, "I beg you, I beseech you." This is very important. Brethren, notice how Paul relates to the people. "Mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you've learned, and avoid them." Don't hang out with them. And it also points out here that we should be studying the scriptures, and notice the manner of way Paul lives. It's right there. He's an example. He was not an orator. He was not a charismatic individual, and neither was Jesus. He had no form, no visage that the people would desire him, and they hid their face from him. But when they spoke the word of God, which is living and sharper than a two-edged sword. Now, I beg you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you've learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. Who's deceived? People that haven't grown in the Lord. People that have opened a door to error. How do we do that? Well, when we don't follow the teachings of Jesus, you're vulnerable. You're in danger. And Jesus says over and over, take heed, beware of men. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is false doctrine and hypocrisy. And in 1 Corinthians 5, Paul talked about the immorality that was in the assembly of fornication, and it would spread and puff everyone. So, don't be gullible, don't be simple, and if you're not going to study the word, and if you're only spiritually minded here and there, or on certain days of the week, or whatever whim you have, you're really not strong in the Lord, and you're going to be very gullible, and you're going to believe lies. That's just a fact. We're talking about anti-ministries, false ministries, people that use the Lord, just like that text in Romans 16 just said. They're not really serving the Lord. They use him. Now, years ago, I was put on international broadcasts. I was a co-host for 2 years. And at the end of that time, I came about where I discovered that the person I was standing with was not of like spirit or motivation as I was. For me, I was to be faithful to the Lord, to speak his word. It was all about the message, which was what? The gospel. It wasn't about money. And it was about the Lord, not myself. See the difference? There's people that are about the message, which have the gospel. Because it is the gospel that the Lord teaches and reveals that saves men. It is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe. There are men that are gospel merchants. They see it as an opportunity to run a business. Now, let's go through a lot of scriptures here today. This is 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 6 and following. Now, notice what Paul says. Now, we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother that walks disorderly and not after the tradition which he received of us. Well, there you go again. We were talking about association. This is why you need to have discernment. To see beyond. You're to avoid people that aren't teaching sound doctrine, and you're to avoid people that don't behave properly. For yourselves know how you ought to follow us, for we behave not ourselves disorderly among you. Do you see? Paul was saying he was an open book. He wasn't on a pedestal like the lords are today of religion. He wasn't a prince lording over the people like the Gentiles. Matthew 20, verse 25, Mark 10, 42. He wasn't an overlord that Peter spoke of in 1 Peter 5, 1 through 3. Doesn't work that way in the kingdom of God. Are you in the kingdom of God? Because this is one of the key things that the Lord is directing attention and a word to the people. And you're either going to fall on the rock and be submitted to the words of Jesus and do what he says, or his word is going to grind you to powder. Now listen to this, 2 Thessalonians 3:8, the next verse. Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. That's apostle? That is Paul the apostle. That is Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, sent by Jesus Christ, taught by Jesus Christ, commissioned by the Lord, and this is his example. What? He worked with his hands, ladies and gentlemen. He wasn't a hireling. Not because we had not authority, but to make ourselves an ensample unto you to follow us. There you have it. So Apostle Paul is laying out an example and that you would follow his manner. And he went on, for even when we were with you, this we commanded you, there you go again, another command, that you, if any does not work, neither should he eat. So we have men that use religion, they set up a franchise and run it as a business. They use the scripture to give a little credibility. And the simple-minded and the simple hearts are deceived by the good works that they do. And now, even in our day right now, they're talking about serving the community and serving the world. The Lord never told us to serve the community and serve the world. He said, let your light shine before men and serve him. See the difference? A little bit of leaven, a little bit of tilt, you're crooked. We need to be upright before the Lord and hold to the word. We've got to have discernment and perception from the Lord. He goes on, we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. There you have it. Well, we're talking about religious people that don't work and have sit as kings over the overlords of the people. And they abuse and harm and put people in burdens and hardship. And it's religion. And God is not involved in that. In 1 Thessalonians 2:10, Paul says, you are witnesses, and God also, how holily and justly and unblameably we behave ourselves among you that believe. You see that? Paul wasn't in hiding. He didn't put on a show like they do today with lights, cameras, action, and speaking before a TV camera or before a microphone. Or even on a stage in these places called churches, which are really synagogues. To help you remember, a synagogue is a place of worship. In the Bible is talking about an assembly of people, that it is a house of people, house of the Lord, that's inhabited by God through the Spirit. It's not brick and mortar. We meet here and there in homes or wherever as the Lord leads. But Jesus is our chief shepherd. He's our chief bishop. He is the shepherd. He is the apostle, the prophet. He is the Christ. Hallelujah. So Paul says over and over, you've observed how we behave. You see how we act. And that's your example. In Acts 20, Paul was talking about, he had fully preached the gospel of God, and he had fully given all the counsel of the Lord. And the Lord had shown him that after his departure or his death, that wolves were going to come in, grievous wolves, not sparing the flock, and that men would rise from amongst the people that would cause disciples to follow them. They'd make disciples unto their own self. That's the example of an anti-ministry, a false ministry. Because a true ministry, like Paul, is always going to lead you to the Lord. We're going to read from Acts 20, verse 29 and following. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Remember, a wolf, according to Jesus, they appear as sheep. They're wolves in sheep's clothing, and they're ravening wolves. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things. So they teach false doctrine. They teach error. They are full of leaven. Why? Because they're self-willed. The only thing that's not leavened is Jesus Christ. Because every word of God is pure. And that's in Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6. If you sit at the feet of Jesus, you'll be having the pure word of the Lord. And as the true disciples continue in his word, then they are his disciples indeed. That's what Jesus said. Cannot be a disciple if you're not sitting under the feet of Jesus, listening to his word, receiving instruction from the Lord. He's to be your teacher. And then you will have unleavened bread. You'll have the hidden manna. Eat it. Watch out for perverse things. Watch out for tangents, false gospels. Paul goes on and says, therefore, watch, be alert, be vigilant, And remember that by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. Okay? How important is that? And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. I've coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Do you hear that? Acts 20, verse 33. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. And this is one of the things. I'm not condemning you if you have a PayPal account or if you're soliciting money and you say you're a preacher of the gospel. But you are to stand at attention and hear the word of the Lord and inquire of the Master, the Lord, and make sure you are doing what he has told you to do the way he has told you to do it. Because Paul's example is contrary to the manner that they are doing it in religious land today. And if you're coveting people's money and silver and you're looking for a way to use the Lord and build a franchise, you build a ministry, you call it a 501c3 or not a 501c3. The thing is, if you're still running the Father's business as your business, you're in deep trouble because the hand of the Lord is against this kind of thing right now. Paul, who has commanded in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that we follow his example, that we not covet people's silver or gold or apparel or any such thing, and that we labor following Paul's example. You know yourselves that these hands, Paul says, have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. How about that? I have showed you all things that so laboring, you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it's more blessed to give and to receive. What would Paul say about today's charlatry that goes on? The manner of business, of turning the Father's house into a den of thieves and robbers. Go read Jeremiah 7. And in every gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you'll find the same testimony of Jesus taking cords and overturning the money changers for turning his Father's house into a den of thieves. And yet, this is the thing that goes on now. In John 2:16, and said unto them, Jesus, that sold doves, take those things hence, make not my Father's house an house of merchandise. Peter talked about the merchandising of the gospel. 2 Peter 2:3, and through covetousness, yes, shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. You see, ladies and gentlemen, making merchandise of the gospel, using it to build your own business. Fair speeches, great scripts, great actors, and they're gifted, and they're cunning and crafty, and they wear sheep's clothing. You've got to have discernment. We're talking about the anti-ministries today. When I went through this experience, when I saw a man speak of himself and boast in things that were just deplorable about being a marketing director, merchandising, with carnality gifts and to bring monies and honor and esteem to the works of man, I was horrified and I learned much as I sought the Lord how this happened. And the Lord answered me. I've done many, many, many messages about this warning because it's people that even once knew the Lord, but they departed from the Lord and went backwards and became blind. Look at this. This is 2 Peter 1, verse 5. I'm going to read. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. What happens, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have those things? If you don't have virtue, and you don't have self-control, and you don't have godliness or brotherly kindness or charity, what happens? You become barren and unfruitful because you cannot bear fruit without Jesus. Jesus is the true vine. You've got to be a branch that abides in the vine, and then you will bear fruit for the glory of the Father. That's John 15. How does this happen? How do people become an anti-ministry? Some of them are sons of the devil, like Judas. Some became that way, or like Balaam. Balaam is a very important example. It's exhorted to us. He ran greedily after reward, after his error. And he was a prophet. He knew God was real. He knew the voice of the Lord. He knew prophecy. He knew scripture. And he was called a false prophet. Jesus speaks of him and Jezebel that affected the assemblies because the people were simple-minded and weren't gullible and leavened. But he that lacks these things is blind. There you go. If you better seek the Lord, you better be abiding in the Lord to have these things in you. And if these things be in you, you'll neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But if you lack these things, you're blind. That means you can't see. That means you can't perceive. That means you're very linear. That means you're viewing things from the surface. Your judgment is flawed. And if you're an anti-ministry and you're speaking in the name of Jesus, you're flawed. You're full of error. You're full of yourself. And you give yourself away, as we're going to hear in these scriptures today, because today God is exposing the anti-ministries. They are wolves in sheep's clothing. They're false brethren. They're as apostles that appear as ministers of righteousness, but they're false apostles. 2 Corinthians 11. Wherefore, rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. There you go. That's how people become blind. That's how they go backwards. Let's talk about, in Philippians chapter 3, this is stunning. Apostle Paul. Paul the Apostle. Brethren, here we go again. Be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an ensample. There you have another time when Paul is telling you this. For many walk, of whom I've told you often and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Now you'd think maybe that he was talking about a Satanist or a Baal worshiper or Apollos worshiper or Zeus. But no, he's talking about false brethren that are the enemies of the cross. Watch. Philippians 3:19, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. You see? Their end is destruction. And they're driven by the natural life. Natural, they're in the flesh, they're carnal, they're worldly. They base things in carnal mind. They are, as in Jesus said in Luke 16, God knows your heart. You are full of covetousness. They want money, they want esteem, they want the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, the lust of the flesh, and they're obvious. They give it away by what they say, by their manner. It's not like Paul. They're not picking up their cross daily and following Jesus. They're not denying themselves. They're climbing the ladder of success and using the Lord, not serving him. They mind earthly things. Their associations are corrupted. They're blind. Their judgment is flawed, ladies and gentlemen. Paul said this in 2 Corinthians 2:17. For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ. This is amazing text. Listen, for we are not as many which corrupt the word of God. That word corrupt is peddle. It means in the Greek to be a retailer, to peddle. To make money by selling anything. To get sordid gain by dealing in anything. To do a thing for base gain. To trade in the word of God. There you have it. Right there in the scripture. 2 Corinthians 2:17. We're talking about the anti-ministries. They use the Lord. They're opposed to the Lord, but they stand in his place. They speak in his name. They speak his word, but it's full of leaven and falsehood and corruption. One of the key examples is King Saul. God had given King Saul explicit instructions on what to do, and he disobeyed the Lord, but he was going to offer a sacrifice out of his own mind and imagination. And isn't that what Cain did? Didn't he offer things that were produced out of the earth? And God had no respect for Cain or his offering. And Cain, his wicked heart, hated his brother Abel, who offered better things by offering blood, speaking of Jesus, and it still speaks today. And the prophet Samuel reproved the king Saul for his disobedience. And Samuel said, "How hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." Do you understand? God's not looking for you to do religious sacrifices. He's looking for you to be obedient. Do what he says. Have him be truly Lord. Not just conjuring up, making up things and doing what you whimsically want, using the Lord. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. And because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king. And the Lord took the kingdom from King Saul, ladies and gentlemen, and raised up a man after his own heart, and that was David, which is figurative of Jesus. Praise the Lord. That's our example. That's the manner we're to follow. Jude said in 1 verse 5, "I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed them that believed not." See, people have an experience. They go forth, but they later become unbelieving. They're not listening to the Lord. They're not doing what he says. And they're not going to enter into the land, a promise. Even as it was with angels, even as it was with Sodom and Gomorrah. It goes on and on and on and talks about these. In verse 11, "Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the heir of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah." These are spots in your feast of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. They're bold, they're brazen, they're hard-hearted, they're hard-faced, they're hypocrites, they're actors. They're not ashamed, no. They're clouds without water, carried about with winds, trees without whose fruit is withered, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by their roots. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. These things are written, ladies and gentlemen. 2 Corinthians 11:26, Paul talked about the sufferings he encountered as being a servant of the Lord, in journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, the Jews, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. False. They're liars. They're actors. In Galatians 2, verse 4, Paul said, "And these, because of false brethren, unawares brought in, who came in privily, secretly, to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage." And this is what Paul's reaction was. "To whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you." Paul wouldn't put up with these charlatans, these scammers, these gospel merchants, these men that are making a shame of the word of the Lord by word the truth is evil spoken of as it is written. Beware of the false brethren, ladies and gentlemen. John the Apostle, 3 John 1:8, "We therefore," this is an apostle of the Lord, "we therefore ought to receive such that we might be fellow helpers to the truth." Yes, we work together as servants of the Lord. We're brethren. We have one Lord. "And I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loved to have the preeminence among them, received us not." Do you notice that? Watch out for these men that are exalted masters over the flock. Jesus instructed his disciples that he trained for 3.5 years in Matthew 23, verse 8 through 10, "Do not be called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ. Oh no, Diotrephes, he loves the preeminence. He's just like the Pharisees that Jesus talked about. They love the seat of honor. They love the praise of men. And they sound the trumpet before their works because they're only on a linear plane. They don't know the Lord. It's all about public reaction. They're playing an act, a part, to get your money. They want to dominate you, control you, bring you under control. And they introduce lies. He would not receive John the Apostle. And this is what you'll find about these masters, these overlords, these princes, these king Sauls that sit over the flock of the Lord, the pharaohs. They are kings over God's heritage. They bring him into bondage. They bring burdens on them, and they won't touch it with a finger themselves. We're talking about anti-ministries today, ladies and gentlemen. Follow the example of Paul. Note it. Receive it. Hear it. Discern it. Perceive it. I learned so much about a man that has not picked up his cross, has not denied himself, has not followed the Lord, but it's using the Lord. How he became a gospel merchant, and he became blind, and he false prophesied, and he false spoke, and he put timelines and things, and loves the world because he speaks of the world, and they hate to see this world pass away, ladies and gentlemen. We're not of this world. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. James 1:8. A double soul. Part of you is for the Lord. Part of you is for yourself. Part of you is for the kingdom. Part of you is for the world. But you're unstable in all your ways, and it's obvious. You say you're going to do this. You're going to do that. And you never do. You're double-minded. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, Jesus said in John 8:26. And I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. 1 John 4:5 says, they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world hears them. But this is what we know. We are of God, and he that knows God hears us, and he that is not of God hears not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth, and the spirit of error. To have dead giveaways, ladies and gentlemen. The gospel merchandise. They're making merchandise of the gospel. They're wolves in sheep's clothing. They're masquerading. They're transfiguring their faces. They sound the trumpets. They speak of themselves. They seek their own glory. But Jesus said in Matthew 6, 1 and following, take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore when you do your alms or your giving, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues. See? The places of worship. The religious brick and mortar system that's in rebellion to the Lord. And in the streets. That they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Read Matthew 23, ladies and gentlemen. And when you pray, you shall not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and in the corners of the street. All your eyes are upon them. They're exalted, elevated over the people. They're not pointing you to Jesus. It's upon themselves and their own pseudo-spirituality. God is exposing this. God is bringing correction right now. Follow the example of the Lord. In John 7:18, Jesus said, he that speaks of himself seeketh his own glory. You see? He that speaks of himself, I am the number one of this. I am this. I have done that. I have done these great things. I have been doing this. And they keep talking about themselves, bringing glory to themselves. Jesus said, but he that seeks his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no righteousness is in him. That's John 7:18. Beware of the false prophets. Beware. Better take heed. Don't hang out with them. Don't sit underneath them. Don't be listening to them. Don't be having respect and regard. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. And Jesus said in Matthew 10:16, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves.